it's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program. Mm-hmm. As I always like to say before we talk about this dope, be careful out there on the highways, everybody. No, not of the monsoon. No, no. But we've got a lead-foot lawmaker who's on the loose.
Representative Paul Mosley, who likes to drive fast.
He likes to drive really fast, like 120, 130 fast. And then he brags to cops.
You were driving 130 earlier, you said?
Yeah, I go 130, 140, 120. Yeah, I come down,
Yeah. Okay, we hear you. So he basically can do this because there's this immunity.
Yeah, Arizona legislative immunity.
So if it wasn't bad enough that this guy is flaunting and, you know, flaunting the fact, hey, you know what? I see you're a cop. You can't do anything. Nah, 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 nah. Look at this. I got immunity. I'll go 140. And he has. If that's not bad enough, boy, does this guy know how to treat women poorly.
Yeah,
wow. We're getting some more news about who this guy really is.
There are stories that are coming out that this guy, who is very, very religious and believes that his religious beliefs and his way of life, I guess, is the best way, will actually tell women, well, why aren't you at home taking care of your children? Why do you have to work? I guess your husband doesn't make enough money.
There's a woman who has Facebooked about her meeting with Representative Paul Mosley.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman, Megan Del Artino, she's a lobbyist.
Yeah, she's worked in Arizona politics for about 15 years.
So she goes to his office to lobby him about something, right?
And a lobbyist goes in. They say, here's what I have. We want your votes. Can you give us your vote on this?
So Paul Mosley told her, here's what she wrote. He told me I shouldn't be in his office because he was told I had a six-month-old twins at home.
Yeah.
And didn't know how I was feeding them when at work.
She said it was not really a workplace conversation, and it wasn't. It made me uncomfortable.
Felt harassed.
It wasn't sexual. It's not sexual. It's not a Don Shooter situation.
Correct.
It is different. That it's almost like your way of life, the life you chose, is wrong. I'm telling you, you're wrong. You should do what
I tell you.
Well,
it's like go home and be with the babies.
Right.
And you shouldn't have a job because your job is at home to be barefoot and pregnant. So that's really what he's saying. So that's a lobbyist. Who else do we have? Oh, okay. We've got one female Republican lawmaker.
Yeah, she's also from the up in the northwest, if you will, Kingman, not Lake Havasu City, where Mosley's from. She is Catholic, and she told the Republic that she was uncomfortable because this lawmaker injects religion into almost every conversation.
It's Representative Cobb, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She said that Mosley keeps, at one point, kept going back to her multiple times saying, hey, I need you to vote on a bill that would create a $250 income tax credit for each child. And she said no. And he says, well, you must not care about children or families. That's why you're voting against the bill. You just don't care. And she's like, hold on a second. Maybe you're trying to pass this bill because you have seven children and it's going to financially help you.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. He likes to go around asking people if they're gay.
See
this one?
Yes. Sean King is a...
Sean Bowie.
I'm sorry. Sean Bowie is a representative out of Phoenix.
A Democratic state representative, correct.
And he said there was a legislative session, 2017. They were going, what he thought, they were going into his office to talk about a piece of legislation. They said, we didn't even talk about the legislation for a minute when he started asking, do you have kids? Are you married? Do you have a girlfriend? Are you gay? By the way, he's not. Not that there's anything wrong with it. But he said the interaction was odd because he didn't think that Mosley had any malicious intent. It's just, why are you asking me all these questions that have nothing to do with the legislation we were supposed to talk about? Mm. And then one other person has said he uses information of your personal nature, or your personal stuff, to use against you to get either to get his agenda or his stuff voted for. Mm. I mean, there's just all kinds of wrong here. Is it sexual harassment? No. But it's harassment nonetheless.
Remember that time 10 years ago when we met and I came up to you and I said, are you gay?
No.
Yeah, that's because normal people don't do stuff like that. Okay? Who goes up to somebody and says, how you doing?
You got any kids? Oh, you don't? What are you, gay?
Are you gay?
Right.
Who goes up and asks anybody if they're gay? Who cares if they're gay or
well,
they're straight? It doesn't matter. I mean,
it used to be that you would say, boy, that guy has no filter. That guy just asks any questions or just goes into conversations that, you know, don't make any sense.
You think that's
what it
is?
That guy doesn't have a filter.
This guy doesn't have a filter?
No.
That's what, you don't think that's what it is?
No, no. This guy is all about, he believes, it's sanctimoniously, he's sanctimoniously righteous.
Hmm.
He takes his religion, he wears it on his sleeve, he basically judges everybody by his religion, and everybody is wrong that doesn't see it like him.
Yeah, see that's
and
the, that's
that
the,
can be harassment.
That's the problem. Wearing your religion on your sleeve is not a bad thing, but to
to inject it and then judge people.
Right, right, right. I mean, there's no if you wear it on your sleeve, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you start saying, "Well, you're not as good as me
right.
because I know what I'm doing,"
right.
and you don't have the faith that I have, well, then you get a problem.
Right.
There are a lot of people that will approach others and talk about religion, but a lot of people know you've got to find the right time and the place to do it.
Right.
And you know, you talked about, is this guy just a guy who likes to mouth off? Listen to what a Republican from Tucson, Todd Clodfelter.
Todd Clodfelter.
I don't know. He described Mosley as, quote, the kid brother that you love, but you want to slap the crap out of him every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because
he just says stuff that's inappropriate or harassing.
Yeah. So, you know, it was one thing that speeding and going 140, he blew through a stop sign. There was a child in the car that wasn't. He was pulled over. The child in the car did not have a seatbelt on. He's reckless on the road. I mean, that's one thing. He's going to kill somebody. And he continues to flaunt it and get away with it. That's really bad. But I got to tell you, this other stuff, it's horrible, too. I mean, he's up for reelection. I don't know what moron would vote for this guy, honestly. Just because he has an R or a D.
Well, somebody,
I mean,
somebody must have.
Well, again, you know, that's part of the problem. You can't just vote party line anymore. You got to know who these people are, and it's going to take some research.
But maybe the people at Lake Havasu City, maybe they like the fact that he champions his religion, that they think like him, so
I'm guessing
they voted him in.
Maybe. I'm guessing probably not. I'm guessing this is like a Diane Douglas situation.
That he just had an R after his
name?
Nobody knew
Diane Douglas, but she had an R. And, you know, she's never done anything really in she's never been a teacher. She's never talked to teachers. So she's terrible at her job.
Right.
And she won because she's a Republican. And all I'm saying is,
don't vote straight ticket.
I think you got to make sure you don't do that anymore.
Right.
Because
well,
that's
people
how
around
you...
here wouldn't vote for this guy anyway because it's not our district.
Correct. But that's how these dopes get into office, whether
yep.
they're a Democrat or a Republican. People just say, oh, Paul Mosley. All right, he's a Republican. Go ahead. And now you find out, well, he thinks women should be barefoot and pregnant and not in the workplace. And that's really terrible.
And it doesn't sound as bad. You might say it doesn't sound as bad as Don Shooter. This is a different form of harassment, though. This is
there are different levels of bad.
And there's different level of harassment.
Right.
If I'm J.D. Mesnard, I'm thinking to myself, this is another problem I have to deal with.
J.D. Mesnard knows about this. And he has had to talk to Mosley about this.
I'm sure.
There apparently
you ever
have
work
been...
with a guy like this? I worked with a guy
that
everything
what?
Was about his religion. Every conversation was about his religion. And ultimately, nobody would talk to him.
I don't think everything he says is about religion. I think that's only part of it. I think
but
that,
his religion, his zealotry fuels the conversation that he has with people and the judgments that he makes that basically one lobbyist said, I can't talk to the guy.
Yeah.
My job is to talk to people. I can't talk to this guy.
A lot
guy.
Of different reasons not to talk to
right.
this guy. And don't get near him on the highway.
Well, goodness. Just pull over.
All right, coming up next.
Blow right by you.
Yeah, we've got gut check time.
It's gut check time with Mac and Gatos.
Mac, I pulled a story from the news that you haven't seen.
Mm.
I'll tell you a little bit about it, and then
all
I'm
right.
going to need your gut check. It is it's swim week in Miami.
Swim week.
Swim week.
All right, I'm not familiar. What is that?
It means that models take the stage and the runway And they are going over the newest bikini model, the bikini types and all that.
The new swimsuits?
Yes. You strut down the catwalk and you got a swimsuit on. So there are 16 finalists in this fashion show, South Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And one woman decided to wear a swimsuit, strut down the catwalk in a gold bikini, and she had her everyday accessory accompanying her.
What, an ankle bracelet or something, or earrings? What are you talking about?
Her child.
What?
Her child. Nursing. Your eyes just popped out.
Wait a minute. She walked down the runway.
Oh, you got that right, brother.
Latched.
Yep.
So her bikini top was off.
Part of it.
Oh, so one breast was exposed.
No.
The child was latched.
Yeah, and you couldn't see the middle.
Right, okay.
Okay. All right. We can move on from that. All right.
So the child was feeding, latched to mom, and she walked down the runway.
So the new mom strutting down the catwalk, and yes, the gold bikini, but she was also nursing her baby, who, by the way, wore noise-canceling headphones.
Good. And smart for mom.
And a green bikini of her own and a diaper, but she was getting fed. On the runway, Mac, your gut check. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, and why?
Is it a good thing for a child?
No.
Or is it a good thing for the model mom to...
Yeah. Is this something that's positive?
Was it planned?
Yeah.
Do we know
it
was planned?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, we know
it was planned. So it's a statement, then. It wasn't just...
Correct.
...a spontaneous thing.
No, it wasn't. Can you wait 2 minutes?
Right. We can't wait. Just feed your child and walk down the runway. It wasn't like that.
It was planned.
Okay.
Do you like it or do you not like
it? I don't like it because, again,
you're anti-breastfeeding.
No. No. I'm not anti-latching or
lactating.
Or lactating.
You're not an anti-lactator.
No, but once again, it's like going to a concert and having to hear about some political. But that's not... what you're doing. Your job is to walk down the runway and show off a bikini, not make a statement about feeding your child.
Yeah, but
I cannot believe the mom couldn't have waited 2 or 3 minutes. I can't believe that.
Well, that's because that's not the case. It was all, you know,
set up. It was planned. It's a statement then. Okay, I came to see bikinis and women that look good in bikinis. I didn't come to be lectured about lactating. So I don't like it. Does that make sense?
I don't think I want to do the show with you anymore.
Oh, because I don't like lactating moms on
a
runway?
That's right.
Oh.
You're a bad man.
I'm a bad man. Okay. All right. That makes no sense whatsoever.
I tease. I'll still do the show with you. But I'm going to write you down for not a good thing.
Oh, thanks.
Mac and Gatos. Gut check.
All right, Gatos. I need your gut check on a story that is kind of sort of the same as yours. Not really. It involves women, though.
Okay, that's good.
All right. There is the CW. You watch a couple of shows on the CW.
I watch Supernatural on the CW, and it's my favorite show of all time.
All right. The CW is now saying that they are going to do a DC series crossover. They are going to have a Batwoman series.
Okay.
Who will be lesbian and will focus on empowering women and roles empowering women. Basically, Batwoman with a message. Your gut check, is this desperate? Is this the way it should be? Do you like the idea? Or is all this Marvel and DC thing gotten so out of hand that everybody has to have some kind of gimmick to put out a superhero?
Well, I think it's different, you know. I think if you're going to try and empower women, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I'll tell you, the CW has a younger audience, so that probably fits. I don't know why she has to be, do we have to be told that she's straight? Do we have to be told they're lesbian?
See, that's the part I don't like.
Probably.
Because, like, why do you have to tell us that?
I think they got to tell you. I'm thinking this through. They got to tell you because there is most likely going to be a love interest. And that's part of stories on television.
But is that a hook or is that, like, what we are saying, like a head scratcher? Why do you need to tell us that?
I think you have to tell us because, you know, it's like when you watch a Batman movie and Bruce Wayne has a love interest. Okay, well, we know Bruce Wayne is straight. Okay, he has a love interest. So part of the story is masked man, right? Going out, doing all this. But the other part of the story is, well, how do you have a relationship while you do this job? So I don't know. I'd probably take a look at it. But I just me, I don't... I don't know. I don't. Was there a Batwoman? I
thought there was a Batgirl.
Yeah, Batgirl.
There was Batgirl.
There was Robin. But Batwoman?
But okay. Now this is Batwoman, right?
Well, I think it'll work for the CW, and it'll probably be a good, a pretty good series. So, yeah, I think you got to say, if she's lesbian, you got to say it.
All right, Gut Check brought to you by The Joint Chiropractic. Zero copay, zero appointments, zero hassles. The Joint Chiropractic, relief on so many levels.
All right, coming up next, we're going to check in with Becky Lynn. We've got the news on GM Steve Keim and a blood alcohol content that's sky high. When we come back, a hotel in Las Vegas is suing the victims of the mass shooting that killed 58 people. Wait a second. The victims are getting sued?
They're being sued.
Right,
that makes no sense.
Talk about it next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
It was October 1st, the deadliest mass shooting in United States history. It happened in Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay. A man fatally shooting 58 people. Wounded hundreds more at the outdoor concert. It's something we'll never forget. We still don't really have a motive for why that guy did what he did. But there
he killed himself.
He did.
Yeah.
Here's the latest news today. So Mandalay Bay is, I guess, owned by MGM Resorts. There's also an MGM, right, in Vegas. MGM Resorts wants to sue the victims.
Wait a minute. MGM, the owner of the Mandalay Bay, wants to sue the people who are suing them.
Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert, joins us now. Monica, you're going to have to help us because this sounds like a huge insult to those who were killed or injured last year. Why would the MGM say, I'm going to sue the people who are dead and the people who got shot?
Okay, so I know that technically MGM is suing the victims, but MGM is asking the judge to make a decision. So the MGM is not asking the victims for any money. The MGM is not saying that the victims did anything wrong. What it's saying is, judge, we want you to make a decision that we fall underneath a federal law that protects us from being sued because we did everything right. So what it's saying is there is a law out there that says if you have anti-terrorism measures and you follow these things in your hotel and you have, these guards or these things or these cameras, you cannot be sued for anything that happens in the hotel, like a terrorist attack. And so they want to say, they're saying, judge, look at the facts, look at what's going on, and give us a decision so that everybody knows that you can't sue us for this. So they're suing the victims, but not for anything. They just want a decision from the judge.
So what would that null and void any lawsuit at all from the victims to suing Mandalay Bay or MGM Resorts?
Not necessarily. It depends on what they're suing the MGM for, or Mandalay Bay. So let's say if they were suing them for the fact that MGM didn't do everything it was supposed to do or that it could do, MGM could look at this decision by the judge and say, look, the judge already said that we fall under this law and we did enough, so you can't sue us. So that would get rid of those. Now, if there was something else that somebody was suing for, like the MGM was grossly negligent or it did, there was something else there that contributed to the problem, then maybe those lawsuits would stand. But you can look at this in two different ways. Number one, you can look at it as MGM is disgusting. I can't believe they're doing this and they're doing it to intimidate regular people from trying to sue because the MGM has more money than they do. Or you can look at it as, okay, here's the MGM trying to save everybody time and money, including the victims, by getting a decision from a judge as to whether a law would protect them or not. Because if the judge says that, yeah, the law protects them, then that would stop any lawsuits from coming that would be surefire losers.
Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos, legal expert. The hotel in the Vegas shooting, 58 people killed. The hotel is suing victims of the mass shooting. So, Monica, it's kind of like this is a brilliant legal idea, but a disaster in the court of public opinion.
You know what? I couldn't say it better myself. I mean, that is exactly right. Great legal strategy to head off a lot of lawsuits and to save a lot of man hours and money. But when you, like you just said, when you opened up this segment that the MGM is suing the victims, it sounds horrible. And I could actually see people maybe trying to boycott the MGM properties.
There are plenty of places to stay in Vegas. And you could always just boycott anything that has MGM or on it. I mean, that would be somewhat easy to do.
It would, although it might be like the airlines where people just go for the cheapest price anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Monica, in your legal opinion, what do you think the success rate or what do you think the odds are that this, that a judge will actually say, yeah, legally, this is good. I'm glad you did this. It'll stop, it'll save people a lot of money and a lot of heartbreak. What do you think the odds are that it will be found in favor of MGM Resorts?
I think it's about a 50-50 because I haven't read through everything and seen all the facts that are involved. But the judge isn't going to make a decision and say, look, I'm making this decision because it's going to save everybody a lot of time and money. The judge is supposed to simply look at the law that about the anti-terrorism measures and look and see if MGM did everything it was supposed to do to get the protection from that law. And then the judge will simply say, or the judge should simply say, I believe, that that law covers MGM or it doesn't. There shouldn't be any more determinations about what happened after that.
All right. Monica Lindstrom, Mack and Gatos, legal expert. Thank you, Monica.
Bye, guys.
I mean, here's the tough part. How do you sue a hotel where a guy shoots a whole bunch of bullets from a room?
How do you? Well, negligence, I mean,
well, how is
security.
It the but how is it the hotel's fault is what I'm saying.
Oh,
it's
well,
not like the hotel knew that this guy had a bunch of guns. And,
but what they'll say is that there were people in the room, the you know, housekeeping people. He was.
But nobody
how
noticed
do you use
anything.
The freight, why was he using the freight elevator? He kept bringing bags in. You've got security cameras, and we know that Vegas is watched like no other city in the world.
Right.
How did you not figure out, oh, they were all golf clubs?
You know,
make a case that it was negligence.
Go to Vegas and bring a ton of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. But it was repeatedly over a series of days. Housekeeping was in his room.
But could they have stopped this before it happened? The answer is no.
Right.
But
let that play out in court.
Did they fulfill what the law says about stopping terrorism? And did the hotel follow the rules?
That's what the judge will
figure
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, how do you make a quick $500 while sitting on a plane? All you have to do is say you're a teacher. We'll explain this next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
We've had so many bad news stories that why don't we do this? Why don't we look at some good news stories in this
That's
case?
That's boring. I don't want to do that.
Okay. Coming up at 4, more bad news as we do the big four at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, four big blockbuster stories that you have to hear, and some of it's going to be bad news.
All right, let's do some good news.
Yeah.
I'm fine with
it.
Which story do you want to do first? You want to do...
The teacher on a plane.
Okay, so, you know, you're sitting on a plane.
Right.
You're a teacher.
How do you land with $500 in cash?
How in the world does that happen? Because I want to lie and say I'm a teacher.
All right.
The next time I'm not on United.
This was a guy on Southwest, so there you go.
Southwest.
Start with booking Southwest.
That's right.
And he asked a woman about her greatest challenge as a teacher. So obviously they struck up a conversation, and this was, you know, oh, it's interesting that you're a teacher. What's your greatest challenge? And since she's not from Arizona, she didn't say getting paid. Straight money, homie. She said that working at a low-income school can be heartbreaking. She teaches in one of Chicago's poorer school districts. Mm. Many of the children of immigrants are living in poverty. And it moved people, not only the man she was talking to, but other people around her.
Yeah. The guy gave her $500. Gave her $500 at the end of the flight, said, I want you to go and keep making a difference, and maybe this will make it a little easier. And then people started just giving her money.
Yeah.
There was a guy across the aisle. He said, I'd like to chip in 20.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a man sitting in front of her. I would like to give you another 10.
Yeah, a man sitting behind her tapped her on the shoulder, handed her a wad of cash.
Right.
And said, go do something amazing. Yeah. So obviously other people heard her and were moved too.
And then she went and played craps and lost it all.
Ah.
I tease.
Boy, that's a shame.
She was trying to double her money.
Oh, jeez. She plans to use the money. I mean, we've heard this before.
It's great.
How, you know, Mac and Gatos pay tribute to a teacher. We go to a school and you know, you nominate the teacher. We choose that teacher. We go to the school and we always ask, $1,000, what are you going to do with the money? And I think with only one exception.
Because of a major catastrophic emergency in the house.
Every teacher says, I'm going to reinvest it.
Right.
I'm going to spend it on the kids.
And that's what they usually, that's what they always do.
Yep.
So that's a great story. A stranger handing a teacher a wad of cash and says, you're making a difference. Let me help out a little bit.
We've got another story this time out of Alabama.
Is this another good story?
Oh, yeah.
Because you said at the beginning, all the news is bad.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so this is a good story? Tell
this is another good story.
It's story time, everybody, with Uncle Mac.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a man who got a new job.
He got a new job.
He was supposed to start his new job, but his car reportedly broke down. So instead of calling in on his first day, which would not reflect well.
Uber it.
He did not Uber it.
Okay.
He could not afford it.
Oh.
He started walking around midnight from his home to his job more than 20 miles away. He set out on foot at midnight.
That's the kind of employee I want working on this show.
Well, police officers picked him up because a white man called. No. I'm kidding. Cops picked him up, took him to eat breakfast before dropping him off at a woman's home half an hour before the moving, his first day at the moving company. Word got out that this guy was basically that dedicated of an employee. The CEO gave him his own car.
His personal car?
His personal vehicle.
A company car?
No.
His own personal car.
Personal car.
That
so
dude,
he could get back and forth to work.
That dude must be rich.
And that puts pressure on the guy, too, right? I mean, now he's got
You wreck that car, you're screwed.
There you go.
You're fired.
There you go.
Don't have a Happy Meal in that car.
No. Don't stink it up.
No, don't stink it up. You don't want to make it, you know, that would not be good.
That's a good story. If you think 20 miles is a lot, come walk in my shoes, because my shoes was really killing me that day, he said. Good for him.
Does he get to keep the car or just use the car?
No, he gets to keep it.
Well, now he's got to pay insurance and on, you know, this could
He has a job, he can pay it.
Okay. It's a Lamborghini, I
It
heard.
Is not
oh,
a
it's
Lamborghini.
Not. Okay. Coming up next, we got the Big 4 at 4. We will take the first 20 minutes of the 4 o'clock hour and bring you four big blockbuster stories. Mac and Gatos, stick around.